Blog Talk Radio.
Spent some time in the country, live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Canadian singer, songwriter, B.J. Roberts is my guest on this edition of In the Country. He has several of his songs to share with us on the show, including one inspired by Willie Nelson. And just in time for his 75th birthday, BJ is getting set to release his first album, and we're very excited to share a couple of the songs from it. My pleasure to welcome BJ Roberts to the show. Hey, BJ.
Hello, Dave. How are you today?
Hey, doing just terrific. How are things with you? And I understand you're in Victoria, B.C.
Yes, I am in Victoria. I've made my home Victoria since 1956 when I came here with the Army in March and some guy was mowing his lawn. So I thought, whoa, I left Ottawa at 30 below zero and landed in heaven. So, yeah, I've made it my home here, although I've traveled a lot and extensively in the music industry over the years.
Yeah, I want to talk about your time in Nashville in the 60s, but let's go back to age six. I loved reading this because my dad's a huge Hank Williams fan, and you started singing when you heard Hank Sr. On the battery-operated radio back in the day. What inspired you about Hank's voice?
Well, I don't know what inspired me, but my dad was playing around with the radio trying to find something on the radio, the battery, and it was screeching and that, and all of a sudden he landed and I heard the announcer say, "Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Mr. Hank Williams." And he came out and he sang, "May You Never Be Alone Like Me." And I was tapping my foot and my dad was tapping his foot. And so we lifted at that. And the next morning I was walking around the kitchen singing word for word. And my dad said, "That guy was singing that last night, son. When did you learn that?" I said, "I don't know. I just learned it last night." I remembered the whole song. And I fell in love with country music from then on. Hank Williams, Webb Pierce, Kitty Weller. I used to walk around singing Naked Believe with a high voice like Kitty Weller.
Right.
But, then it went on, Johnny Cash, Ray Price, Farron Young, the whole crowd.
So many of the great classics. Now, let's fast forward. As I said, you went to Nashville in the 60s, and I know there's a Buck Owens story in there, which we'll get to, but what was it like heading to Nashville at that time and starting to pursue a career?
It was difficult because, it was people knocking on doors, and you'd bring your song up, and, they'd say, "Well, now get up here and sing it," and we'd sing, and, I'd sing the song, and they'd say, "Well, maybe sometime later," and then I'd get the odd job opening shows for guys that are unknown, such as, at the time, David Allan Coe. That was 64, I think. But other guys, and then in between that, you'd sing in bars for nickels and dimes or get a job in a restaurant or a bar somewhere, and I was fortunate that I walked into Miss Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, and she was behind the bar, and I asked her for a coffee, and she said, "Son, you look mighty peaked." And I said, "Well, that's all I can afford, ma'am." And 5 minutes later, she came out with a plate with a big ham steak, mashed potatoes. And I said, "Ma'am, I can't afford this." She said, "I didn't ask you, son." She says, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing." "Where are you from? You talk crazy." And I said, "I'm from Victoria, British Columbia." She said, "What part of Europe is that?" I said, "No, ma'am, it's where Seattle is." Yeah, it was right across the way from there. And then she asked me if I was afraid of working. I said, "No, ma'am." She says, "Well, would you like a job?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I pay 15 cents an hour, and you mop floors. You come in Wednesday to Saturday." That's fine. That Friday and Saturday of that first time, I was in my glory. I couldn't believe I was watching stars walking through Miss Tootsie's Orchid Lounge and walking right through as if they were walking through a wall. And I was befuddled because I didn't know what was going on. Obviously, it was they were going to the Opry through the laneway at the back, and then that after the show, they would come back and have their drinks and have their laughs, and I was just in my glory, you know, like, you know, you have Ernest Tubb and Billy Walker, Charlie Walker, Grandpa Jones, Minnie Pearl. They would all be there having a ball, and I was standing there. I'd be in awe, and the night manager would say, hey, don't just stand here. Come on, clean up there, son. So I had quite a life. And then I worked for Hank Jr.'s barbecue pit when they first opened it, and I got to meet him just in passing. He was a very nice guy to me. So, yeah, I was
pretty
lucky.
And you wrote a song. Yeah, you wrote a song, speaking of Hank Jr., that I was able to see. It's on YouTube with some pictures as well and a bit about you. But Hey, Hey, Bo Cephas, tell us about that song, a great tribute to Hank Jr.
Yeah, it is. I was thinking about that in 1983, and I was driving around. I was going, Hey, Hey, Bo Cephas, your daddy, be real proud. And then we recorded it, and I didn't like the way I sounded. So I had a drummer that I had worked for me, actually when he was 15, he was working for me, he started with me. His name is Richard Wolf Patterson, and one heck of a singer as well as a heck of a drummer, a harmony, backup man, you name it. So I said, Wolf, why don't you do this song for me? And he did it. He did a much better job than I do. And as you probably have listened, he does a great job to that song. And
he does.
It was something about Hank. You know, like he fell off the mountain and darn near killed him, dad would be proud of what he's accomplished in his life, and that was what the song was about. And yeah, and I'm a bit of a singer, writer of singers, you know, like the Memories of the Man in Black I wrote the day John Cash died, and also I wasn't well enough to record it. A friend of mine did, Tom Goff. But we are going to be re-recording it, I think, to put on this album. And there again is about Johnny Cash. And he walked in on me where I was singing. And I just about had a heart attack when I saw him standing at the door. And he waited till I was finished, walked over, stuck his hand out. He said, I'm Johnny Cash. And I went to say, I know who you are, Mr. Cash. And he said, don't call me Mr., call me John. And then he told me he liked my singing. And he said, I hope you make it. If you don't, at least you will have tried. So that was in 1968, and at that time, Johnny Cash didn't have to talk to me at all. And, of course, his former manager, Saul Hollis, got the song and sent me a nice review of the song a year prior to his death. And his son's
wow.
got a really – his son's got a real good film out called My Father and the Man in Black, and it's at film festivals all over the world, is doing fantastic. So I'm very lucky. I never got to meet Saul Hollis, but he did write a review for my song, and he lived just 60 miles up or 30 miles up from where we live in Nanaimo when he passed away. He was very, very ill.
That's amazing. Amazing story. I want to turn to a song. My guest is B.J. Roberts. You can visit him online at bjrobertsmusic.com. He's getting ready to put together songs for his first album, but he's recorded songs before. This one that is a great one. There's a great story with it, too. The song is called Willie, Will You Do One With Me? I loved reading this story, but I'd love to hear you tell it, B.J.
Well, we were watching August 1st, 2010. My wife and I were watching Larry King.
Oh, I think the call, as we begin a very interesting and exciting story, the line dropped right there. So what I'm going to do is play the song, and when BJ will call back in, and then he'll tell the story after the song plays. Here it is, BJ Roberts, Willie, Will You Do One With Me on In the Country.
Followed your music going round about 50 years. You've written of the nightlife gone crazy with heartaches and fears. You've talked to the wall from Texas down to old Tennessee. With a suitcase of songs, all classics to be. You've waltzed across Texas with Ernest and the great Minnie Pearl. Down there at Willie's, Bill Mack spins your songs to the world. You've earned world respect for country, pop, jazz, and the blues. An honor, my friend, reserved for a very rare few. With Johnny and Waylon and Chris, you were the real highwaymen. Those sounds could not have come from other than four true good friends. You've done some with Ray Charles, Julio, Kid Rock, Randy Lee. Willie, I'm asking, will you do one with me? We were born the same date, though different years. We've hit the hard times, lost a loved one so dear. Left those bad times behind us, just like a wild horse stampede. Do say, Willie, will you do one with me? With Johnny and Waylon and Chris, you were the real highwaymen. Those sounds could not have come from other than four true good friends. You've done some with George Jones, Shania, and Toby Keith. Willie, I'm asking, will you do on with me? Willie, I'd be honored if you'd do this one song with me. In the twilight glow, I see her.
And there's a great song from my guest. It's called Willie, Will You Do One With Me? And my guest is B.J. Roberts on the line. And we started the story there and had a technical difficulty, but tell us the story behind this song, B.J.
Yeah, well, we were watching Larry King live, and I was having a ball with when he was telling Larry King that when Larry asked him if he had had a bit of a smoke that day, and Willie said, yeah, and he said, I had one just outside. Here's my hands. So I'm going to get the handcuffs, get the cops. But anyway, after it was over, they had talked about all the people he had sung with. I turned to Winnie, and I said, boy, he sure sang with a lot of people. And she turned to me with a very nice look in her face, and she said, well, he didn't sing one with you, did he? So I said, what did you say? And she said it again, and I got my guitar, and I got that line, and, you know, I could not for the life of me for 2 hours. Couldn't do anything with it, so I went to bed, and the following Friday, I woke up to go to work, and I was ill. And anyway, I came home early, and she made me some soup, and I went to bed, and then she woke me up for dinner, and then I went back to bed, and I woke up at 10 after 12 on a Saturday morning, just dreaming the lyrics. So here I'm in my underwear going to the computer. She was watching TV, and she said, what are you doing? And I got the Willie song. So we wrote the song, and I had put a line in there, left those bad times behind us like birds fleeing trees. And I said to Winnie, I don't like that line. I got to find a strong line. So she called me. About 3 days later, I was working, and she said, Wild Horse Stampede. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, the song, Wild Horse Stampede. And I said, wow, that's a good idea. So I got home, and we put that together. And then she said, you got to change the title. I said, why? Willie, will you sing one of my three? It's a pretty good deal. She said, no, no, change it to Willie, will you do one with me? And I said, why? She said, well, what else would Willie Nelson like to do other than write songs, perform, and sing on stage? And I said, well, he likes a little bit of his wacky tobacco. She says, fine. So you put Willie, will you do one with me? Leave the rest of the United Nations, the public, what you're asking Willie to do. So it was pretty good, you know. And so I said to my wife, I said, hey, honey, you're my co-writer. Oh, no, I don't write songs. Yeah, you're on the song. She's on it anyway. So she was my co-writer, and she's my guiding, my guider every day, I guess you would call it.
That's pretty amazing. Now, you've also got another great story about Buck Owens you were telling me before we came on the air. I thought it was a great great story. You were singing Tiger by the Tail.
Yeah, I just recorded the day in Edmonton, 1978. I can't remember what day, but and we'd recorded a song, my song, two of my songs, and they said, the band will play behind you if you sing Jim Shaw song, My Arms Never Closed. We recorded that. And Tiger by the Tail in a different style than Buck. And I said, sure. So the band didn't cause me anything, so that was okay. So we did that, and that night I was invited to go to their show in Sherwood Park. And I said to Doyle Singer, I said, well, you know, when I get on stage to warm up, I always do Tiger by the Tail. And I said, I don't want to do that when Buck's out here. I said, what? He said, no, we're just doing a show without Buck. So I went on, and they did the first half, and then the second half they brought me out after one song, and they introduced me, and so they said, he's got a new song, he's going to do this one, then he'll do his other song. And so I started Tiger by the Tail, and I was having a great time, you know, and they did the instrumental, and it went into the second verse of the song. Every night you drag me, and I heard another voice behind me, and I looked back, and there's Buck Owens. And Doyle Singer, and I stopped. And Doyle Singer said my face got 7 shades of red. And then Buck came up to me, put his arm on my shoulder, and he says, son, who told you can sing my song? And I'm stammering, well, sir, you know, come on, son, let's finish it together. And we sang it together. So that was a special moment. And then we had a nice chat after, and Buck is a special person, very special person. And I do
what
a lot
great
of his
story.
Music as well.
Now,
yeah,
how close are you, BJ, to finishing this album? I know you have some songs recorded, and the couple we're playing on the show will be on it. How close are you to having this album ready?
We're hoping to have it done by March 30th and released for my birthday and Willie Nelson's birthday, the 30th of April. And the thing about this is that we're waiting to find out where Willie's having his birthday party, because we're going to be there. But, you know, like as I look around, you know, Dave, there are so many good Canadian artists that should be stars today. Take a person like Shelley Dubois.
Yeah.
You know, of course, George Cannon is a pretty good, he's up there. But like Shelley, she's got this new song, This Town. And the other song of hers that I love that she wrote, Not Looking Back, I'll tell you what. That has got to be a hit song. I don't know why it's not, but I'm telling you, you know, this lady's going to go a long way. And I'm kind of proud to know her. Her husband is my webmaster as well. And I'm lucky that I got to meet Shelley, you know, and a lot of her parallels in her life are like mine. So, you know.
Yeah, great lady. Had her on the show a couple of weeks back. And as you said, a great singer and songwriter. We've got some more time before we play the next song. I wanted to know just what is it about country music, BJ, that you personally love so much? What does it bring to your life, and what do you find in it so meaningful?
Well, it's that I can tell a story in a pure, simple way. Like, I'm not a great guitar player. I play 5 chords. But I can tell that story in 3 chords. And I can tell it from the bottom of my heart, and the people can feel it coming out. Like, and I, as you can tell, I'm a traditional country classic singer, and I will never change. I mean, I know that today they call it country, you know. Well, it, you know, I think some of it is rock, but that's beside the point. What I think, what
sure.
I But I can tell you that I've been told over the last month or so that country music, as we knew it before, is coming back in the U.S. big time. So if it is, it'll be back here too. And that's what makes it so good. You get Dick Dameron, there's another example of a true
yes.
country writer and country of blues, right? Michelle Wright, name them. And they're
yeah,
all there
so many.
Singing good country songs, eh? So, yeah.
So many. Now, if you could sing a
yes,
duet with any of these great Canadian artists, BJ, if I can put you on the spot to think of, is there anybody that comes to mind on the Canadian country scene, if you could do a duet with, who would you like to do one with?
Dick Dameron.
Nice.
Without a doubt. And Shelley Duvall, without a doubt. If I could
That's
write a song
choice.
For a man or a guy and girl, Dick Dameron, I would love to be able to sing Legend and a Legacy, do a duet with him on that song. He's a good friend. And he's in Mexico right now. He's a dear friend of ours, and he is such a talented, talented man. This man plays fiddle, steel, you name it, lead guitar, bass, and write. Like, this man can write like nobody else can, you know. And I got a lot of my influence when I first met him in early 74 in Calgary. I got a lot of my influence from him as well. And Orville Rex Brockett when I was a kid, Hank Snow, you name it, Don Messer,
yeah.
you know?
Great,
you know?
Great legend.
I'm just a young guy. Pardon me?
You're just getting started in the business. I just wanted to ask you about the song we're going to play next, I've Only Jesus, which I know that Larry Wayne Clark played a role in. Tell us about the song, and then we'll share it with everybody, BJ.
Yeah, I wrote the song a year and 4 months after losing my oldest son, Gary. It was an accident, and it wasn't my fault. And I became quite devastated. I was on the verge of ending it all downtown Nashville at 5th and Broadway. In my one-room apartment, I came home off a road show, and I was, as usual, drinking like there was no tomorrow. And I got up this August morning, and I had a 44 Magnum that I had purchased a few months earlier in West Virginia, and I just thought, okay, I'm going to go be with my son. For me, the beginning is going to come at the end now. And that was one thought I had. And then I just happened to see out the window, I was glancing out the window as I was contemplating this suicide. And in many ways, suicide can be comical. I was thinking at the time, how bad is the bullet going to hurt me when it hits me? Well, you know, how stupid can you think? But I saw this man and two children, and I focused on the little girl. She had a southern wide a white hat and matching long dress with little red flowers, and I just focused on it, and the words that came to me were, as I sit and watch the children around me, I feel a pain down deep inside, and I thought, what's that about? And it kept coming back, so I put my gun down, grabbed my guitar, and wrote the song in about 5 minutes, and I used the words that for me the beginning will come at the end. However, we've changed some of the words when we recorded it. My original words in it was, my big old world is in deep trouble. And I had some words about, I'm hungering inside. And so we've changed it a bit that our modern world is in deep trouble with wars and hunger around every bend. Oh, yeah, what I had written was, my wars inside me are around every bend. So Larry helped me change that a bit. And he played a very big part in the recording of this song, and he helped me a bit, and he shares in this song as well. There's another special man that is one heck of a songwriter.
Yeah.
And he is having a turmoil right now, and every day I think of Larry, and I say a bit of a prayer when I'm driving my cab in Victoria, you know, watch over that guy, because he's one heck of a good songwriter and a good producer as well.
Yeah, for sure. Let's share the song now. Great story leading up to it, a very powerful story, and the song is equally so. Let's share it now. This is BJ Robertson, I've Only Jesus, on In the Country.
And for me, the beginning will will come at the end. I've only Jesus to call my friend, for I know that He'll guide me to the promised land. I know that Jesus will take me by the hand, and for me the beginning will come at the end. Our modern world is in deep trouble, with wars and hunger round every bend. The good book says, when all forsaken, just turn your life to Jesus our friend. I've only Jesus to call my. The beginning will come at the end.
From my guest, B.J. Roberts, that is called I've Only Jesus, and you can visit him online at bjroberts.com, learn more about his music. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show, sharing the songs and those great stories. I really enjoyed them, B.J.
Thank you very much, and I wish everybody, and the message here that I want every young person who is either starting in country music or has been struggling for a few years, don't give up. Don't take no for an answer. Actually, Willie Nelson just autographed our guitar at the Puyallup Fair in Washington on September 7th, and we've been trying for 2 years to get the songs to him. He took a package of the CDs we'd made for him and his band right out of my wife's hands, so it can happen. And I did get a call the following morning from one of his music people. I think his name was Rod, and he told me that Willie wanted me to know that he wanted me to know that Willie enjoyed the song. They were listening to it as they were traveling to California for the next show, and
amazing.
That Willie had read the verse and chorus that I'd written for him in the event that he wanted to sing the answer to me. And he said he wasn't sure Willie would do that, but that they may call me, they may not. But I said to him, I said, thank you. And everything that I dreamed of was accomplished, and he also told me that Willie was very thankful and appreciative of the song titles I had put in my song, as well as the people he had sang with. So Yeah, it's you don't stop. You just keep going. And I had open heart surgery 6 years and 10 months ago, and I haven't looked back. I feel like a kid. If it wasn't for arthritis, I'd be really gone. So I'd like to say thank you, David, and thank you to all my friends that have supported me across Canada. And I got to say this. And good night, Dick. My friend Dick Dameron.
Awesome. It's been such a pleasure, BJ. Really enjoyed speaking with you. Wish you all the best, and I'll look forward to the album being completed.
I'll make sure that you're the first, one of the first to get them.
Awesome. That's great. My guest today has been Canadian singer-songwriter BJ Roberts. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.